thank you, team, for sharing with us this morning. Just another incredible job. I am so impressed with the way that this particular team is developing and how they're growing. And, you know, it's just incredible. Thanks, guys, for your leading us into worship today. This morning, I wonder if you'd please take your Bibles and open up to the Gospel of Mark. We're chapter 11. We're going to look at two little phrases or two little passages here, but then I want us to deal with just one phrase. I want us to notice an event that took place. Jesus and his disciples are involved in ministry, and there's wonderful things going on and a lot of excitement. And as they are kind of drawn aside a little bit, they're walking through the desert, and this is kind of where we pick this up. Beginning at verse 12, chapter 11 of Mark, verse 12, it says this, "And on the next day," and this is the day after the great triumphal entry, okay? "And on the next day, when they had departed from Bethany, he became hungry," he being Jesus, "and seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he answered and said to it, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.'" His disciples were listening. And then jump over with me, if you would, verse 20, please. "And as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, 'Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered.' And Jesus answered, saying to them, 'Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you." Let's pray. Our gracious Father, teach us to have faith. Teach us to have faith that cannot be shaken. Teach us to have faith that cannot be discouraged. Teach us to have faith that is powerful. And Lord, we'll certainly be sure to acknowledge the fact that you are the God who works through our faith. And so, Lord, now please open our hearts, excuse me, and our minds as we look at this subject of faith this morning. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. I want you to notice Jesus just uses four words in that 22nd verse of chapter 11. He only speaks these four words in that verse: "Have faith in God." And that's what we want to look at. We want to look at the subject of really having a genuine, true faith in God. And, you know, too many of us often have faith in ourselves. We often have faith in our government. We often have faith in people, but we lack in concern and we lack in faith in God. Even as believers, we find that creeping into our lives sometimes. And so this morning, I want us to just kind of refresh ourselves, because Jesus talks in this passage about the possibilities that are ours through faith. But our faith must be in God. Have faith in God. The very first word that we want to look at in this particular phrase is the word "have." Romans chapter 12, the third verse, tells us that God has given us a measure of faith. Every one of us. As you look around this room, every one of us has been given a measure of faith. And that measure of faith is a measure of purposefulness. There is a reason that God has given us this. And that reason is that we might be able to discover Him and have that genuine faith in ourselves that produces a change in our lives for the good and for God's glory. And so as we look at this very first word, it is have. And, you know, as Jesus is talking with His disciples, they have said, you know, Peter's pretty impressed with this. You know, Jesus, all you did just yesterday, you spoke to that tree, look at the thing. The thing has withered from the roots up. It's not even a fig tree anymore. Wow! Jesus looks at Peter, and the very first word He says is, have. And you know what? As you look at this particular phrase, it is put in the context of a command. Have faith in God. That's a command. And He is trying to make these disciples understand that if their faith is placed in the right direction and in the right individual, nothing is going to be beyond their reach. Now, this fig tree, and I find this very interesting. It wasn't even the season for figs, the Bible tells us. Wasn't even the season. Jesus goes over to the fig tree. Now, do you think He knew it wasn't the season? I think He probably did. He knew this was not the season for figs, and yet He goes over to this fig tree hoping to find one. He knew that it was not the season for figs. And then He issues a curse on that tree. There must be a deeper spiritual meaning in this issuing of this curse. And there is. Because Jesus knew that, hey, tomorrow we're going to go right by this same place. That old tree is going to be all shriveled up and it's going to be dead. So one of these guys has to pay attention to that. One of these guys has got to figure this out. And He begins, as He says this, have faith in God. He moves from a tree to a mountain. Isn't that an interesting transition? He goes from a tree to a mountain. If you say to this mountain, be removed from me and have faith in God and believe it's going to happen, boom, the mountain's going to be dislocated. It's going to disappear. You know what? I don't know what mountain against your faith you are facing right now. What is the mountain that you are facing? It can be the mountain of disappointment. It can be the mountain of discouragement. It can be the mountain of faithlessness. It can be the mountain of who knows what. Perhaps there's a sin that keeps grabbing you and pulling you in. I don't know. But whatever that mountain is, you see, and this is the purpose of this whole thing. Whatever that mountain is, if you have faith in God, that mountain will have to disappear from you if you place your faith in the right place, not doubting, but believing. Have faith in God. Because you notice how Jesus makes this transition in verses 23 and 24. He says, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. Where's your faith? What is your faith in? What are you trusting God for right now? Well, God, we've got Aunt Isabel here, and you know she's in pretty dire straits. And I know that my prayer is useless, but heal her anyhow. Or take care of her financial needs. Or whatever, whatever, whatever. That sounds like faith, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. If you doubt in your heart, you're not going to receive what you seek from God. Now, if you are seeking for selfish purposes, God, I need $1 million in my bank account. Not that I need that, but boy, it sure is something I'd like to have. So when I go to the bank on Monday, Lord, I'm going to expect to see a great big bank account there. Now, not all of you can have a bank account like Pastor Homer with his millions and millions of dollars. Right, brother? Oh, I'm sorry. I let the cat out of the bag. Oh, by the way, Sylvia, that's not the bank account you see. But you see, folks, in reality, when we are seeking out the will and the purpose of God, He's not going to withhold anything from us. Is there a mountain in your life that is hindering your faith, that is hindering your effectiveness for the kingdom? Is there a mountain in your life that needs to be removed in order for you to be what God wants you to be? Then have faith in God. Pray in faith, believing, and you'll have it. It's the form of a command. Have. Secondly, I want you to notice this subject of faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read these words, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, the value of faith cannot be estimated. We are saved by faith. We are sanctified by faith. We are kept by faith. We also read in the scriptures that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We can't do it without faith. And so faith, how many here have ever seen God face to face? No one? And yet, we know that He is. We know that He exists. We know that He cares about the things that touch our lives, because we have seen and experienced the touch and the hand of God. We have the evidence of that which we haven't seen yet. And that is the way that God moves. In the moment that we came into a relationship with Jesus Christ, our faith became confirmed by that evidence of salvation. Now, in light of that evidence, and in light of that faith, where are you at right now? Are you walking in the faith that only God can give? Are you trusting Him every moment for every step that you take? Are you confident in His grace and in His love for you? Are you as confident as you were 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 100 years ago? Or are you looking at this world, or are you looking at your circumstances in life, and are you being shaken in your faith and saying, man, God, I don't know where you're at now. I'm not sure you love me anymore. In fact, God, I'm not even sure you exist. What are you trusting in? Because a person who has moved in those kind of circumstances is now trusting in themselves and themselves alone. And they're going to miss the blessings of God. Have faith. Have confidence in the one whom you have not seen, but are completely confident in His existence. Have faith in the one whom you have never shaken hands with, and yet you have experienced His presence and His nearness. Have faith in God. I find it very interesting. In this particular passage, Jesus Himself does not say, have faith in me. Did you ever notice that? He says, have faith in God. Have faith in my Father. Where's God? Where is He to you? Is He near? Is He able to hear your prayers? Or have you kind of blocked Him out by placing your faith somewhere other than in God? Are you placing your faith simply in yourself or in your abilities? Have faith. Number three, have faith in. Have faith in. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, the great apostle is writing to the young, studying, early in his ministry pastor named Timothy. And he says this, he says, don't trust in uncertain riches. Don't trust in those things. They're uncertain, they're fly by night, they're here today, gone tomorrow. They're just not going to be there. Don't trust in those things, but instead, trust in the living God. Timothy, it is God who is going to help you. But your faith has to be in Him, in His abilities. There was a circumstance in the Gospel of Luke chapter 8 when the disciples were, you know, they were out in the ship, and it was nighttime, and the ship was getting blown all over the place, and they were fearful for their lives, and Jesus stands up in the bow of the boat, and He says, peace, be still. And it says, and the winds stopped. Things became calm. And then He turns to His disciples and He says, where is your faith? In other words, what is your faith in? Where is your faith? There's a lot of stuff that's taking place there. You know, first of all, here's Jesus in the boat with them. Do you think that the Father is going to let the Son's boat sink at this time? Do you think for a moment that all of the time and the effort that Jesus has invested in these disciples, because let's face it, it's these guys that are going to become the apostles, it's these guys that are going to become the foundational members of the church, the plan of God. Do you think that God is just going to let them die in this moment? It ain't going to happen. And so, Jesus says, have faith in. God has a plan. God wants to work His plan in you, but you must be in Him in order to be able to fulfill the will of God and the plan of God for your life. Have faith in God. He is going to work out all things. Is your faith in houses? Is it in land? Is your faith in the government? Is your faith in silver or gold? Is your faith in pleasure or position? Where is your faith? Number four, have faith in God. You see, Jesus in this very moment is even telling the disciples where their faith must be. It must be in God. That's where it has to begin. That's where it has to continue. Have faith in God. God is our strength. Do you remember the song that the team did up here a little earlier? Now I've lost the... I can remember the tune, now I can't remember the song. Our God is a strong and mighty tower. Your name. Thank you. but you see, as even in that song, we are told that He is a strong and mighty tower. We are told that God is the strength of our life and our hope. It's not in ourselves. It's in Him. And you see, since He is our strength, since He is our safety, since He is our security, we need to recognize His greatness. We need to recognize His authority and His power. We need to recognize the fact that He can't be shaken. From His foundations, He cannot be shaken. From His authority, He cannot be shaken. From His character, He cannot be shaken in any way of life. And if our faith is in Him, we will be strong towers in God and will not be trusting in anything in this world. We'll be trusting in that which is out of this world, God Himself. And folks, that gives us hope. That gives us strength. That gives us courage. Have faith in God. For in Him rests our security. In Him rests our strength. In Him rests our authority. In Him. I don't know what you may struggle with, but I know what the answer is. Have faith in God, and He'll bring you through anything, and He'll bring you through victoriously. Let's stand. We're going to close in a word of prayer. I want to thank you for being here again this morning. Thank the team for leading us in worship today, and just an incredible job again. Now, folks, I'd like you to have faith in God. Trust in Him, and not in yourself. Not in others, but in Him. He is the solution to every mountain in life you might face. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, I pray that You, through Your power, would increase our faith. That You, in Your power, would confirm our faith. That You, in Your power, would establish our faith in You. Lord, watch over us this day and in the days to come. Grant to each of us Your wisdom, Your direction, Your authority, and Your love. For we love You. We give You thanks for every one of these folks that's here today. Now may each of them, as they walk from this room right now, Lord, may they be filled to overflowing with confidence and trust in You. And Lord, I'm going to tell you, we look forward to the day when we will see You face to face. And our faith in You will have ultimate result. For it's in Your glorious and holy name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus today.